We're here in studio with Michelle and Andrew Munoz talking barbecue. They're visiting from LA. They went on a little barbecue tour. I ran into them at Snow's. This is the best barbecue show.
Hey, they call me the meat man. Y'all don't see me eat now. Hit on the meat man. Y'all don't see me eat now. I got jaws like a bear trap, a teeth like a razor. I made tack tongue with a sensitive taster.
I'm going out to Texas on the land of beef.
Yeah, I have no idea what he's saying in that song.
It's fun to sing along to, though.
Oh, yeah. Jerry's just got a great energy to him. He's always hitting the keys, singing. He doesn't take his eye off the crowd. It's beautiful.
He used to hit a lot of things, but...
You're a little more understanding of his history. I don't know anything about him.
Yeah, he's a dirty dog.
He loves his wife.
How you doing, Yoni?
I'm good. How's it going, Stover?
Doing good. Got into a nice Texas car crash. A little cliche, but it happened. I stopped at the stop sign. I was going through in a residential area, and then all of a sudden this truck, this F-150, again, Texas, comes out of nowhere and just slams me. Oh. But what I told her right after, she was more upset than I was. I was okay, I'm okay, other than my poor little Kia died, pretty much. But she came out all crying and everything, and so I was trying to cheer her up, and I said, well, it's kind of fitting that you T-boned me, because I do run a barbecue podcast, so...
Nice.
I'm not that against this idea. And I think I made her a fan. She's probably listening to this episode.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
We got fans everywhere.
Well, my back hurts a bit, but I'm okay. You know, invincible.
I'll buy you a beer, don't worry.
Thanks. What was your weekend like?
It was great. Went to Snow's, met Andrew Munoz from Moose out in California, and he's here in the studio to talk to us. And we went swimming and just kind of enjoyed one of the last weekends of summer here in Austin.
Yeah, it's starting to cool down finally.
Yeah, it's, you know, in the low 90s instead of the low 100s.
There's all these people in the studio now. I'm not used to it. We have a whole crowd.
Well, it's fun. Better get used to it, man. We're getting popular.
So tell us, Andrew, how did you make it up to Texas? What brought you here?
The barbecue, actually. One, the barbecue, and two, we needed time away from home. Doing barbecue out there, we just needed a break and, you know, come out here and have more barbecue.
How much barbecue have you had? You've been here since Thursday, so you've been here about 4 or 5 days?
Yeah, we got here Thursday. We've probably hit up maybe 6 spots.
Wow.
Yeah. One off the top 50 list. And then the rest all on the list. We didn't really plan on doing that much. It was more like, well, let's go eat all the other good food that they have out in Texas. And we ended up going to Snow's yesterday, meeting Yanni. I saw him there. I was like, I know this guy.
You recognized him. Huh? Yeah. What was it that, how do you recognize him?
I just recently discovered the podcast. And so I saw him sitting there, and I know he's a huge fan of Snow's. And figured out, it seems like he's here every weekend. I might just see him. And he happened to be like the person right in front of at the end of the line. Yeah. So we joined in and we just started talking.
We like to make it easy for the fans. Like, we're just go see Yoni. You can just go see him in line.
Yeah. In fact, half the time, I'm probably wearing like one of the 4 shirts I wear all the time.
You do start, when you look at all this Instagram stuff we've been doing lately, you do start to see a repetition in our clothing, don't you?
Totally.
It's a little upsetting. I saw you in the background of someone else's photo one time, but it was only your arm, but I knew that shirt.
My secret's out.
So how was Snow's? How'd you like it?
Oh, it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. It was really, really good. I think everything was great. We loved the brisket, the pork steak was fantastic. That was Clay's recommendation. He said, get the pork steak. The highlight of the whole thing was meeting Tootsie herself.
Nice.
She gave us a big old sweaty hug, and you know, it just dripped on the side of my face. I didn't dry it. I was like, that's barbecue holy water right there. Just let it set in.
That's a good way to put it. Barbecue, yeah. Holy water. Uh-huh.
Well, and just as an update for Tootsie, you know, she's been showing up and kind of helping out, but yesterday was the first day that I saw her early working. In fact, I didn't even see Carrie, so I think he took some time off because he's been working for her this whole time. But it's great to see her back working the pits. Like, you know, she's got maybe a slight limp, but it's like she's got a brand new knee.
That is a fighter right there. Yeah. I mean, to be back on your feet just working hard like that
at 83,
I'd be still watching, like binge watching Westworld or something if I was
I'd take full advantage of the time off.
Now, we'll talk to Andrew some more in a bit, but first, I think it's time we open up that mailbag, Yoni.
Yeah, let's see what's in the mailbag.
It's looking super packed right now, so I'm going to walk across the room and grab this. Actually, my girlfriend Cassidy's here again. Can you hand me that mailbag? Okay. Oh, God. How did you hold that? It's so heavy. Okay. Yoni, look inside here.
Hold on. What do we got?
This is the longest mailbag that we have.
Oh, yeah. This is a big one.
Whew. Okay. I'm going to cut this one down, but this one actually looks good. I think this is a compliment. It starts off really strong.
Sounds like it.
I'm just going to assume number one fan, since they're writing us letters. So here it goes. Okay. So I've listened to, I think, every episode of your podcast, just hoping it gets better, and it doesn't. Oh, Yoni. Is this our mailbag? Okay, let me continue. Most of every podcast is the two of you trying to do some type of snarky comedy routine that is completely unfunny.
Yeah, I don't think we're funny at all.
Oh man, this just goes on. Look how long it is, Yoni.
That's long.
This is like an essay on how bad we are.
That's great. I'll take every word of it.
This is Best Barbecue. How could we be bad? It's in the name.
Yeah, we have to be the best.
Wait, he talks about you. He says, you do not taste the best barbecue except the weekly trips you make to Snow's.
Oh, there you go.
Well, that is the best barbecue, so.
That's right. We've only interviewed Snow's. Let me go back and look through the episodes.
So, obviously, this guy is our number one super fan. I'm actually excited to have him listening. I bet he's listening right now, actually.
Yeah.
He says here he's listened to every episode, but he hates us. Let's look at his email here. You know, I don't think this is real. His email is youreajoke@you.com.
Yeah, that's probably not his real email.
Which one's he talking about, you or me?
Hopefully both of us.
I think he hates me. Because I'm always telling those stupid jokes.
I'm just glad we're getting letters from fans. He's listening to every episode, so.
Thanks for driving up our numbers. Just keep listening. I mean, we're glad to have you out there.
Send us another letter. We'd love to hear how you feel.
Yeah, and if you ever want to hop in this mailbag, feel free. Like, we'll put him in there.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just put it over his head and catch him like a cartoon character.
And anyone else who wants to jump in the mailbag, it's contact@bestbarbecueshow.com.
What do you think about having a third co-host?
Great. Come on in. Everyone's welcome.
I'm not even going to finish reading this till later, because this is going to take a lot of my time to figure out how much this guy hates us.
We'll print it out and we'll highlight the parts we like.
I'm going to get it tattooed on my butt. Well, that's the type of stuff he doesn't like. I'm sorry, Harvey. I am sorry. I'm sorry I upset you. Okay? Is that all good now?
Yeah, let's move on to some news.
Well, Franklin Barbecue is still being rebuilt, but what I've heard from media reports is that we're looking at about a month. That's the last I heard, and that was what Aaron Franklin was saying in an interview.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if they, you know, Aaron Franklin has a ton of style, so I'm curious to see if he's going to actually change something or they'll just get it back up and running and keep it going. You know, he's got an opportunity here to maybe make the pit room easier to tour or, you know, just try something fun.
Well, keep listening to the show because we'll be down there at Franklin when they reopen and we'll talk to the fans and we'll get a good sense of what the people in town are thinking when it's back. I know everyone's going to be excited.
Yeah, I'm just happy no one got hurt and that most of the building survived.
And you went to Franklin's before, have you?
Yeah, we went last May and woke up to the news last Saturday.
Yeah.
I think like everybody else, yeah. You know, on your Instagram feed or any other barbecue bulletin, just, you know, that the smokehouse went up in flames. So it was a pretty sad morning. We actually did see Aaron Friday. We drove by and he was sitting on the porch and, you know, talked to him for a minute. He said the same thing, up in a month in some capacity and probably a little bit longer than that to actually redo the smokehouse.
I was going to say, you got a couple of pictures with him on your Instagram. So
yeah,
you guys have run into each other a few times.
Yeah. The first time we were out here and then he actually told us, you guys need to build a 250. And, so we bought a 250 like at the end of last year and took us a couple months to actually get started on it. And we finished it off and we ended up with the 250 and a 500. So
awesome.
Offset smoker.
You and your wife are LA.
Yes.
Oh, you're wearing a shirt for your place, Moose.
Yeah, we created a little logo for it just to brand it and, you know, have something on Instagram or what have you. And people ask for shirts here and there. So we'll make a couple here and, you know, hand them out to our loyal fans.
Why don't you tell the audience a bit about your place, Moose Craft Barbecue?
Okay, so we are a weekend pop-up. We generally do a pop-up on a Saturday. Every once in a while, we'll do it on a Sunday. We started out of our home. We're still kind of out of our home. We were doing like underground pop-ups from our backyard all through Instagram. No actual advertising, just direct message. And, you know, first pop-up maybe had 20 people and every other week or so, it just started getting busier and busier. And we got to the point where we can't really have them at our home because we want to try to serve as many people as possible. So we branched out, talked to local breweries. And so like in the downtown area, we try to keep it on the east side still. And so we'll do pop-ups there. The first like public pop-up, we had no idea how many people were going to show up. And we looked up a couple minutes after we opened and the line was just like a little overwhelming.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that's that. What a nice thing to see, though, even if it is a lot of work.
Yeah.
So you all literally started just in your backyard with like a scale and a smoker and just selling barbecue to like picnic tables. And like, what does it look like?
So, yeah, yard? So we had we have a pretty tight backyard. So we have a duplex. We own a duplex. And so it's a back house. It's detached. And then the garage and then our home. So there's this little square in the middle. We set up an easy up. We pull out like a table for us to set up on, and then a couple tables for our guests. And we started off with like a smaller 4 foot smoker by 20 inches deep, and did like two briskets the first time. Did three, then maxed out at six, and it was a bunch of rotation because everything was a lot closer to the firebox side. So that was a lot of work, a lot of burned arms, fingers, and so that's when we were like, well, we need to pick up this build a little bit quicker. So we got it done, and so now we're able to do a lot more meats.
That's awesome.
When did you transition into looking more to do it a little more bigger in public? Like, when did you get that idea?
So that's all that's my wife's idea. So we were I was just I had barbecue, real barbecue, in at Lockhart maybe 7 years ago. Went to a chain, and my coworkers were like, oh, we're sorry we let you do that. And they took me to Lockhart, and I ordered a beef rib. I was just like, and hooked ever since. And just picked it up as a hobby back home because I couldn't have it all the time. And kind of grew from there. Had family, friends, neighbors over time be like, oh, can you make us this for a birthday party? And a lot of times I would just volunteer and be like, oh, we're going to a party? Yeah, let's take a brisket. And kind of grew from there. And then my wife was like, well, maybe we should try catering it. And so we started the Instagram page, and we saw a couple of other people doing like underground pop-ups. And we're just like, that's what we should try to do that. And we never expected it to grow as quickly as it has, and we're grateful, thankful, and humbled by the overall experience. I mean, we're sitting here with you guys, and you guys have interviewed like people we look up to, so it's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I mean, the underground point is such a selling point, I believe.
Like, I think so, yeah.
It just gets your interest. You want to know what it's all about.
Yeah. Straight from the underground.
Straight from the underground. Moves. Do you guys have a theme song yet?
No, we don't.
We got to work on that for them, Yoni.
We'll have to work with you guys. You guys have some pretty good stuff.
Do you want to hear like the start of something I think I can make a song for you here? What it would sound like?
Sure.
I have it ready for you here. I'm thinking a little bit like this. This is from the 60s, actually 1966. This is Brother Jack McDuff. The song is called Hot Barbecue. Let's go.
Hot barbecue!
Woo! Hey! Isn't that good?
That's good, yeah. I like
so
it.
So just imagine like people walk in and this is going in the background?
Yeah.
Some people swing dancing?
That's pretty good.
Moose barbecue!
Ooh, let's do it on the next one. You ready? You want to do it too?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, when he comes back in, we'll do that. We'll see how long it takes. See, because some of these older songs, they just sort of go. I feel like it's coming up, though. I'm going to show you the picture while you're looking. That's what he's doing.
Moose barbecue.
Yeah, it works, right? Cool. All right.
Well, we can record that, and we'll make a nice cut and send it over their way.
So speaking Sounds of good. Merch and theme songs and all that, what does it take to start a barbecue place and to grow it? I mean, there's probably tons of our listeners out there who have this dream as well. And there are people who are going to come up looking up to you like you've looked up to others. What advice can you give people for starting?
I guess just take your time. Don't rush into it. I mean, we're trying to do that. Like I said, we grew a little bit quicker in the underground scene than we probably were expecting or wanting to. But don't cut corners. I think you probably hear that. Take your time. I mean, if you really love doing barbecue, you know it's going to take a long time anyway. So, those long 16, 18 hour smokes. Don't try to rush it. take your time with it, I guess. That's have fun. Exactly. I love it. Yeah.
I saw you have these awesome green smokers.
Yeah.
And that's just the patina that's naturally on there?
Yeah, so the 250 that we bought on our own was a green, and then we ended up getting another 500 that was green, so that's the natural patina. The 250 we made ourselves. The second one was made by our buddies that we met on Instagram doing this whole thing. And they have a startup. It's called Fat Stack Smokers.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that name.
You would like that name.
Yeah, that we were joking because the stack was a lot longer and they wanted like an 8-inch stack. And, you know, they were kind of going back and forth on what the diameter should be. And they cut it down and they were like, it's more like short stack smokers now. But, you know, it's still Fat Stack. We have a nice little plaque on it.
So did you do anything out of the ordinary? You made it pretty classic as far as design. Did you learn anything in the process between the two?
So the one we built and the other one we did not build. We just bought it. But I mean, we kind of looked at YouTube videos. We looked at Aaron's PBS series. We read his book. So he kind of gives you pointers on how to do it. I'm sure he doesn't give you all his secret details, but it's just a standard offset, two propane tanks welded together, and non-reverse flow. That's kind of how we like it.
And so you were telling me white oak. Is there anything else you use out there?
We just use white oak. I think red oak is probably easier to get, but we found a pretty good source, and we're ordering like half a quart every month or so of the white oak.
Since you're in Cali, I always wondered if redwood was a thing, or is that do people even cut those down, or have you heard of redwood? People smoking with redwood?
Yeah, I haven't. No,
maybe they're all protected.
Yeah, I think so. Just like oak, I think oak is pretty protected out there too. So I think the same thing.
Because one redwood, you could cook like 10 million briskets.
Yeah, in the supply. Yeah,
you go in and cut down an old growth forest and just... or just set it on fire and eat all the woodland animals that are cooked after you're done.
Yeah.
Little Bambi for dinner.
It's a little overkill, but...
Well, that's what we do here on Best Barbecue, overkill. In fact, barbecue is all about overkill. Because I eat 2 pounds of beef rib when we go to Valentina's.
That's great.
We got a 2-pound beef rib on top of brisket tacos, guac, chips, chara beans.
what's it called? Queso, too.
Yeah, we go big.
Yeah, we did that, too.
You did that, too?
Yeah, yesterday we did Snow's and ordered, I think, everything they offered. And then drove to Brennan and met Leonard and Dylan and had... an enormous spread, and you know, then after that we were like, oh, let's head back home, and we were like, oh, let's go to Taylor. We went there, had a beef rib, met Wayne, talked to him for a bit, let the food digest, and then we're driving back to Austin, and we're like, oh, let's go to Lockhart, and we went to Kreitz, and my wife waited in the car for this one. I walked in, and I came back out with jalapeno cheddar, mm-hmm. and ate that on the way home. So yeah,
nice.
You gotta go big.
And La Barbecue, right?
La Barbecue today.
You went today?
Yeah, we drove by yesterday, and I looked to my left, and I saw Brendan sitting on the table. I was like, oh, he's probably cleaning up for the night. I'm sure they're sold out. But I've never met him, and I talked to him on Instagram, or I'll shoot him a message here or there. And so I went in and just said hello and placed a pre-order, so we'll be there today.
Nice.
Yeah.
Barbecue is so welcoming. Like, mm-hmm. when you go and you meet someone, like, we're just meeting.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can just, like, talk about food, and all of a sudden you're friends with someone.
Yeah, it's like everything in common. The barbecue family or community is really open and welcoming, and it's great.
BBQ fam, hashtag. Yeah. And Brendan's going to be your neighbor soon.
He is
coming out to Cali.
Yeah, they're going to set up at Smorgasburg. It's a Sunday market. We did that place. They had like a they have an annual barbecue week, or barbecue day, and so we did that. I think it was 3 weeks ago now. It was a lot of fun, but yeah, La Barbecue is coming, so they don't need another barbecue vendor.
Barbecue is not, I mean, it's taking off culturally on the West Coast. We know just from the numbers of our show, but also all the people I know who live there.
Yeah.
They all talk about barbecue. I've been getting messages from people like, I love barbecue. But 5 years ago, they would never have said that. It would have been like sushi or Thai.
But yeah, now, barbecue, I think it still is sushi, but yeah, barbecue is definitely there. There's a number of other people doing what we're doing. either Texas style or not. But you know, it's a lot of fun. So we have our small little barbecue family out there, and so we'll connect, and you know, we'll shoot messages in the middle of the night, like, oh, how's your cook going? And so yeah, it's cool.
What's the community like around, like, the support that you're getting? Like, how have you been kind of pushed up by your fans? I mean, have you got any good stories to tell about that?
I think we just have a pretty good support of return customers. You know, when we first did it, we were just like, oh, you know, we don't know how it's going to go. We really like what we're doing, and we're proud of it. But then you'll have people like, oh, I'm from Texas, and, you know, I lived in Austin for 10 years or what have you, and we want to try it out. And so we're like, okay, you know, they've had really good stuff for a long time, and they come back. So we're really happy about that. And it's return customers, people who are referred, and, you know, but we're really happy to see a lot of the people who support us, like, literally on a pop-up basis. They'll be here like five pop-ups straight. And on the, you know, third or fourth one, I'll get their shirt size. And when they come back, I'll hand them a shirt.
Now, this might be painful to ask because I haven't had food yet, but I'd like to hear about your menu and what you guys offer. Especially sides.
Okay, yeah. So we do brisket. We do spare ribs, and we do pulled pork. Every once in a while, we'll do sausage. We haven't really come up with a recipe that that we really really like, and it's really hard to make sausage. The other three are just as hard to smoke and stay up all night. But sausage is a whole other challenge. Just, you know. Blending the proper ingredients, and it's just me and my wife doing the prep work, and then we'll have a team of friends who are really supportive and volunteering their time to help us with these crowds. As far as sides, we'll do a bean with you know, chopped brisket in it. When we do trimmings, you know instead of just scrapping them, we'll throw them in the beans. We do potato salad, and we do an esquite, which is a Mexican street corn, which happens to be like our most popular side. Like, people are always asked, like, okay, you guys are gonna have the esquite, right? And we're like, yeah, it's in season. It's a lot of work. We're like boiling, well, my wife is, she's like boiling like
100 years of corn.
Yeah, 100 years of corn, and then, you know, cutting it off the cobs, and, you know, then the process goes on from there. So
that sounds like, I mean, that's the first thing I'm gonna get when I come out there.
Yeah,
because that you guys have been talking about that since yesterday, and it sounds amazing.
So you handle the pit, and Michelle, your wife, handles the sides. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have her come on the mic and say hi real quick. I know she's nervous. She's but I want her to tell what her favorite thing is on the menu, like what she enjoys making the most.
I enjoy making it all. I love cooking. I've loved it since I was very, very young. I actually wanted to go to culinary school, and I didn't pursue that. And this is just, you know, a great way of me also contributing to our team and doing what I love. My favorite, I guess, has to be the esquite, just because everyone loves it. And that is so gratifying at the end, you know, to see people come and want more, and to request it regularly along with the barbecue. It's just, you know, it's one of my favorite things to make. I like making what people love.
Yeah, well, a lot of times we're like overwhelmed because we have two kids, 4 and 6 years old. And so it gets hectic at times, and sometimes we get a little stressed. And the day of the pop-up, when these people, when people start showing up, to see the smiles on their faces and their comments, that kind of makes it for us. And we're just like, okay, this is, yeah, we should still keep doing this. So
now, for our LA fans and our California fans, of course, not just LA, it's a lot more. We're going to be heading down there sometime soon. I mean, we're talking about it. So you can expect a visit to Best Barbecue, to the Best Coast, as I like to call it. I'm from Oregon.
All right.
Nice. So love that West Coast style. So I'm looking forward to going down there. So when we get there, what can we expect? Like, what changes will we see if we come and try your guys' food out? Like, what are you looking at for the next year?
Like, for with our our plan? So right now, like I said, we're not trying to rush into anything. So if you go out within the next year, we're probably going to still be doing pop-ups. Hopefully we have a tighter system down, because we're still learning. I don't think we'll have a restaurant or a brick and mortar. Maybe that's the plan. Down the line, but I think we're still going to be doing pop-ups, and hopefully we'll have just more of a routine schedule so that you'll know where you can find us on any given weekend.
Nice. Well, we'll find you when we're there for sure.
Yeah.
Even if it's showing up to your living room and asking for some.
Yeah, Yoni's going to have to Google Map us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was showing him, I have like all the best barbecue places all over the world on my Google Maps. Huh. Anything I can get a target or an address or even just GPS coordinates. I've got places from where they shot Star Wars and all kinds of stuff on there. So if anyone's out there trying to find barbecue, put it on your Google Maps. It's super easy.
And Yoni will stalk you.
Yeah. Share it with me. Let's share all our maps. But I have to say, you know, you wanted to go to culinary school. You guys are making what looks like top-level barbecue. I can't wait to try it one day.
Thank you.
But congratulations on,
Thank you.
On killing it.
Thank you.
You know, it sounds like you're already part of the Texas barbecue fam.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've been welcomed. I mean, we talked to everybody out here for the most part, and everyone's
feels like home here.
Yeah, it feels like home.
It feels like home. I don't want to go back.
And everyone doing barbecue here is really welcoming, and you know, open to any questions, or you know, they're supportive. I guess
awesome.
Probably the best way to put it.
Is Instagram the best place to find you? Where should people be looking for?
Yeah, Instagram is definitely the best place to get a quicker response from us. We do have a website, moosecraftbarbecue.com, which we just, started about a month ago. So we're still trying to figure out that detail. But yeah, the best place to reach us is on Instagram.
That's Moose, like the sound a cow makes, Moos, craftbarbecue.com.
Do you have a good cow impression? Because I think mine's pretty good.
Yeah, that's probably a lot better than I could do.
Yeah, give it a shot.
That's pretty good.
I like that one. Yoni sounds like he's sick. Do yours, Yoni. Oh, that poor little cow. You just don't even want to eat him.
No, it's probably select.
So that was Andrew and Michelle of Moo's Craft Barbecue in East LA and all over. That area, just look for pop-ups, look for special events, and get tantalized, get excited. And if you hear this theme song, you know they're around. This is my favorite. Moose Barbecue! Wait, we can do that one more time. Let's try that again.
It just sneaks. So
it sneaks up on you.
Moose
Barbecue! See, that's the. I think you guys got something there.
Yeah,
it's good you stopped by the studio.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for coming by the old Meat Man studio. Hope it doesn't stink too much in here from all the meat and beer we usually have.
We try to clean up in between.
Well, thanks, guys, and you know, for everyone else, we'll be back next Monday with more Best Barbecue.
Yeah, and you can always find us on Instagram, Best Barbecue. Same thing on Facebook. BestBarbecueShow.com, and you can always reach us at contact@BestBarbecueShow.com.
And if you've got a nice letter like our friend wrote us earlier, feel free to send it to us at contact@BestBarbecue. We don't mind a little roasting. This is a barbecue show after all.
Roast us, love us, either way, send us something.
We think all of it's love. If someone's listened to all of our episodes, I think they secretly love us.
Yeah. If Harvey comes to the studio, I'll give him a big hug. Can't wait to see him.
All right, everyone. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you next week. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Best barbecue!
Hey, to come in and meet man.
This has been a production of Glencliff Media, produced right here in the heart of Texas.